This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ring the bell. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates. Lower your mortgage payment, get cash out, or pay off credit cards. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift. Mike, Ali, Bo, Dylan hanging out with you guys here on this Tuesday morning. It is beautiful. I mean, the cool weather has been really nice over the last couple days, man.
I think they were saying last night it was like in the 40s and it's May.
Yeah, it's 45 like it. Here. Yeah,
I'm here for it.
I think the conversations off the air have been better today than the actual show.
Don't tell people how the sausage are made. All right. It's all good.
Well, no, it's not even, most of it's not been show stuff. It's just been us.
Yeah. A lot of fun. Obviously, Allie's week two. So if you guys haven't listened, Allie is now part of the show. We've had a lot of fun with her. She put out her top five a minute ago and already getting some responses.
I am getting a lot of critiques here. Someone just tweeted at me saying it's a C-. No context.
Yeah.
But just a C-. And there are some really great suggestions coming in, like We Are the Champions. I know, but there are only five slots.
I know. That's the great debate, man.
Oh, it's so difficult. I give you a lot of credit, Mike.
Yeah, it is the great debate. Bo is on the clock. He'll do top five Tuesday next Tuesday. That'll be a lot of fun.
I have not committed anything.
Yeah,
so.
It's all right.
I was about to say, Mike, I bet you feel very vindicated right now.
I do. It's a beautiful thing. You know what I mean? Took some time off, got to really wrap my head around what Top 5 Tuesday is, and it comes back with a bang.
Came back with a dud.
No, came back with a bang.
No, you did.
Okay. Either way.
Dude,
all right.
You got ripped to shreds.
Okay, allow us to move on, and like I said, you're on the clock, dude. You will have your opportunity.
I will do whatever I want to do.
I got a mic'd up that's coming up in just a minute. I got into a conversation with some buddies of mine the other day about neighboring states to the state of Georgia and about how speaking of top five rankings, like what the hierarchy is of neighboring states to the state of Georgia. It was way more emotional than I thought it was going to be. So I'll get to that coming up and mic'd up in just a minute. We do need to get in the huddle. Real quick, though, how much blame are we putting on Steak Shapiro last night for putting out the tweet? Are we just laying into him for that?
Well, you know you're not supposed to say that.
I know. Jesus. And he just took it upon himself to tweet, got a no-hitter going on.
I just don't understand. Like, there are times where I think a lot of Steak, I interned under him, as Allie knows all too well. What are you doing? Like, you know not to do that, and he does it anyways. It's like, yeah. It's like he knows the right thing to do, and he walks the opposite way.
Yeah. I do want to invite you guys, speaking of Twitter or X or whatever you want to call it, if you guys want to weigh in on the wake-up calls, it'll be coming up at 8 o'clock. We'll make sure we get to that. You can break down Allie's top five. If you do have songs that you want to relegate into her top five, but just make sure you call and you have one you want to take out.
You better sing it, too.
Yeah.
You better sing it, too. We'll do that coming up at 8 o'clock, so make sure you guys hang out with us. A lot of fun so far. Let's go in the huddle. Well, I mentioned that there's one future Hall of Famer that's going to be making a lot of money and one that probably is not going to be making any for the foreseeable future. Matthew Stafford, it's announced that his contract will be $44 million this year. Seems like a bargain if you ask me for what Matthew Stafford brings to that team and what he's brought to teams his entire career. So be curious to see where that's pointed at. But the reason I bring that up, Bo, is on the other side of the United States, the Ravens yesterday announced they have released kicker Justin Tucker. Now, let's just throw in the caveat, guys, that Justin Tucker has been wrapped in scandal after, I don't want to call it scandal after scandal. Basically, some people have come out, I think there's 16 in total, and accused him of things that happened at the beginning of his career there in Baltimore. His performance definitely fell off last year. There's no doubt about it. And the Baltimore Ravens have said straight up, this is a football decision, but they have released him as he continues to be under investigation for some of the allegations levied against him. Bo, you didn't love the statement put out from the Baltimore Ravens. It sounded like, because it was more of a like tribute of like, man, we love the man that he is. You know, it's like, dude, you didn't have to go that far.
I don't care about that part of it. What I care about is when people lie to my face and know that I know that they're lying to my face. You can miss me with the Justin Tucker had the worst year of his career. Because I know. I understand that. But the guy that – see, he – dude was so good. He was the most accurate kicker in the history of the NFL. Yes, he had his worst year of his career. But normally when guys do that, you give him another year, right? You don't go draft a guy, okay? And don't say, well, they know what it. They're an organization that understands it. They don't understand it. This is the same organization that's had some missteps handling these kind of issues in the past. And after the guy turns into the Deshaun Watson of kickers, you suddenly draft a new kicker, walk away, say that you're not going to cut him, then cut him like 2 weeks later, and oh, by the way.
Ding.
Refuse to mention it and say football move only. Well, what changed?
Yeah.
So, I have no problem with them cutting Justin Tucker. I have no problem with them drafting a kicker. I have a problem with them addressing it while not addressing it.
Yeah.
And I think it's just a little bit blatant in your face. You know what we're doing. We're doing the right thing in our eyes, but we're not going to, we don't have the testicle or fortitude to actually say that because we don't want it to come back on us.
Well, I was going to say, let's keep in mind, and like I said, he's been accused of misconduct by 16 massage therapists. And he's unequivocally denied everything that's been put out there and calls it desperate tabloid fodder. I do think that there is a part of the Ravens that are looking at this going, dude, he hasn't been charged with anything, and so we're going to kind of keep this to ourselves what we think about this. So
Here's the deal.
It was a little the statement was a little bit over the top. It was.
Well, that's my thing. They praised him knowing that – and that's fine. You want to praise him, but knowing that the only reason why they're releasing him is because of this. That's the problem for me. Like, it's just it just rubs me the wrong way.
So yesterday, we were talking about the NFL draft moving to D.C. in 2027. I guess I asked a Captain Obvious question yesterday because I asked, is it going to be more people than Green Bay? Mm. And apparently, yes. That was about 600,000 fans that showed up. There's going to be way more. Mike Reese of ESPN says they're expecting over a million.
Million.
And that's going to set a record. Detroit brought in 750,000 people a couple years ago. Now, Pittsburgh next spring, do you think that's between the 600 and 750?
Yeah, it's a logistics thing at this point, right? It was funny because we talked about the National Mall. When we got done with the show yesterday, the renderings come out on Front Office Sports, and it's at the National Mall,
right.
And it looks insane. It looks like did you guys see the Lady Gaga concert in Brazil over the weekend? Like, that's what the renderings looked
right,
like. It
right.
was absolutely insane, but I just think it's a logistics thing for Pittsburgh, like, and as it was for Green Bay. It's like, how many people can you pack into the city of Green Bay? Pittsburgh will be the same way, but yeah, a million, Allie.
A million people. The hotel business is going to be booming in D.C.
And again, there's been people that have reached out, Bo, and have asked on social, how do we get this in Atlanta? Like, I think they're definitely just targeting places that aren't going to host Super Bowls anytime soon.
You're dead on. I've talked to multiple people in and around the NFL, and because I make that argument, and they're like, yeah, I mean, have you not noticed where they're going? And I see Vegas go to Super Bowl,
yeah,
and they got a draft, and they go, yeah, you build a stadium. They say, well, first off, they're Vegas,
yeah,
but if you build a new stadium and you get a Super Bowl, there's a pretty good chance you're not going to get the draft. They're doing it. I mean, look where they're going. And I said, well, Detroit's had a Super Bowl before. They're like, not recently. I said, okay, good point. I think that it would be great in Centennial or maybe You know, maybe somewhere in up there, but I don't think we could ever compete with 1 million people in that, like the like in Washington, like that.
Yeah.
So I just don't think it's going to happen here. Nashville getting a Super Bowl. You know, it was in Nashville. Nashville crushed it too, by the way.
They did. Ding. And they're a team that's, you know, going to build a new stadium soon, and maybe they have a Super Bowl at some point in the near future.
Well, if it's a dome, yeah.
If you have a locked AT&T phone, we're here with Bolt Cutters. T-Mobile will help pay off your locked phone and give you a new 5G phone for free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrier freedom.
Via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax and a $10 device connection charge. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement as due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, real quick before we go to break, Julian Edelman going into the Patriots Hall of Fame. The big thing that sticks out to me about this one, Bo, I did not know this. The Patriots have a Hall of Fame committee composed of media members, former players and coaches, team-based media staffers. I didn't know they had a committee to do all this. And he's a finalist alongside Adam Vinatieri and offensive lineman Logan Mankins, which, by the way, dang, Logan Mankins was an absolute beast, a terror for about 9 years up there. But nonetheless, I thought it was funny that they have a committee to do this thing. I'm not sure that happens in Atlanta.
Oh, well, there is. There's got to be. I think there's got to be. I mean, the Ring of Honor. There's got to be a committee. Because if not, who else decides? Because I mean, look, I know Arthur Blank went in recently, and I know that Arthur Blank didn't sit in his office and say,
"Touche."
Say, Arthur, it's time you put yourself in the ring.
Yeah.
You don't think it was just a Twitter poll or something?
Yeah.
I don't think he would have
maybe
succeeded in the
You know what, Allie? Yeah. Now, like, that's what he did. He sent out an email and said, anonymously, I want everyone to respond to this with if I should be in the Ring of Honor. And then he goes, oh, look at that. I'm going in the Ring of Honor.
Twitter user Barthur Lank has put out a poll. He wants to know if they think Arthur Blank should go in.